Brent. We toured up there.
Yeah, but.
I don't know Joe, I know John.
It's always like right outside.
Well, the meeting order at 5:30. First up is the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Anyone desiring to view the Open Meetings Act may do so. The document is available for public inspection and is located on the southwest wall of the council chambers as well as on the City of Wayne website. City Council may go into closed session to discuss certain agenda items to protect the public interest or to prevent the needless injury to the reputation of an individual and if such individual has not requested a public hearing. And number three is approval of the minutes from October 1st, 2024. That's our last meeting.
I move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion and a second on the minutes. Any discussion? Seeing none, let's roll call. And the lights are good. We are set. Item number four is approval of the claims.
Make a motion to approve the claims.
Second.
Motion and second on the claims. Questions, comments on the claims? Seeing none, let's roll call. Claims are approved. Item number five is action on the application membership of Abigail Shuring. I'm taking a guess there. To the Wayne Volunteer Fire Department. Chief Monahan is in attendance.
Evening, everyone. I'm on hand, Fire Chief. We found Abigail capable and brought her up here tonight, so you guys can meet her too.
It's excellent. So, Abigail, this is your time to shine. We bring you in front of the council so that we can make you feel awkward. But just tell us where you're from and why you decided to join the fire department.
All right, so I'm from Yankton, South Dakota originally, and I go to Wayne, Wayne State School, and they just... Like, I saw it on the club night where they had a bunch of clubs, and they're like, be a firefighter, and I was like, okay. Wasn't else too much to do with it.
Any other questions for Abigail? See how easy that was? You just did great.
Yeah.
What year are you?
I'm a freshman.
Freshman.
Oh, that's very good.
I'm going to go ahead.
I was going to say, anything else to add, Chief?
Hopefully next month I got four more coming.
Okay.
CMT.
Awesome. Very good. Very good.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
I'll move to approve the action on application for membership of Abigail Shuring, to the Wayne Volunteer Fire Department.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's roll call. It's approved. Thank you.
Welcome aboard,
Abigail. Have a good day.
Item 6 is actually on the request of Lynn Brummels, and I see the Green Team in attendance here, representing the Northeast Resource Conservation and Development Organization to close westbound traffic on 3rd Street between Lincoln and Pearl Streets on Saturday, October 26th from 7 to noon or earlier for setup. Allow two lanes of traffic. This is also described in the packet for the Wayne Household Hazardous Waste Recycling Event.
So we're here.
You want to just step up and... give us a lowdown.
I'm Rommels, and Jim Raby is the chair of the RCND, which is the Natural Northeast Nebraska Resource Conservation Development Organization, and we have a grant from the Nebraska Environmental Trust to do recycling for household hazardous waste, and so we are here to request the city to close that street for us for a day.
Lynn was here for the electronic recycling event and thought the stuff went well, the way Sandy's done it for many years. And so she talked to me on site and asked if this would be a possibility. It's like, well, you have to come to council and ask, but...
We always did it down at the...
Yeah, transfer station.
Transfer station, but now that they've changed all that with all the boxes and stuff, I don't know, it would still probably work down there too, but they suggested we do it over here, so on the street here, so...
We're using the same contractor that was used for the electronic recycling, so that they set up similar to how that was set up, is what I understand.
Yeah, I'll just pop up because we're helping on the site, the Wayne Green Team. We've gotten Wayne State Baseball volunteers are going to help this time, so we always need the heavy lifting. It's a similar setup with the traffic, but we're going to funnel it from the two lanes into one for unloading purposes because it's household household hazardous waste, we got fast time times. There's a little bit more, if you will, inspection that needs to take place. And so what the vendor has said is we unload onto a sorting table first. The trunk of the car stays open and you don't leave until you're cleared to make sure it's all the proper stuff that they can take. Now, there's quite a list, very detailed, all on our website, Wayne Green Team, City of Wayne. But I think it'll go really smoothly. Thankfully, Lynn was out there, RC&D got to see what it looked like, and this vendor is very reputable and very organized.
And they're sending someone to do the sorting, so we won't be expected to know how to do that.
Right, we want safety first for our volunteers. I know on call that weekend, I think, is Todd, so we will have some forklift operator going on to that kind of similar assistance. One of the big reasons why they have changed, and we thank RC&D for funding this for us, is that the normal vendor, Red Willow Waste, Red Willow County Waste, no longer was going to come and pick it up on site. You know, it was messy. It was opening the paint cans, dumping it, and it was a lot of, you know, just ick factor. They won't come and do that, so we explored some other options and retrofit can. They don't dump it. They keep it all enclosed, but that's why there's more inspection, and their boxes are going to be a little different than what you see at electronics. More safely guarded, I guess, wrapped is what they explained it to us.
And because of a lot of the items are heavier too, I think you talk about smaller boxes.
They're smaller, they are. I mean, imagine all those paint cans full of paint still, so they are smaller boxes. But we anticipate it will go well. RC&D has sponsored this event in the past four different times since, I think it was 2014 when they did the first one. It's been since 2021 since we've had a household hazardous waste event. So we expect 100 cars to come through as well again. I mean, everyone's always asking, where can I take a drill battery, right? And paint and CFL types.
Yeah, so what is hazardous waste? Give me.
Well, if you go to the website, you will see a long list, but it's oil, it's a car battery,
okay.
It's a drill battery, power tool batteries.
Okay. Insecticides.
Pesticides, garden chemicals, yard, you know.
Antifreeze.
Yes, that was on the list.
That's a big one because a lot of people go down the drain with it. You should
not. Do not do that, please. So there is a $10 fee per vehicle, and it's just a flat fee.
Is this a once a year? I know you haven't done it for a while, but.
Well, we can only do it when we have a grant to
pay
for it. And so we were able to secure a grant. This is the first year of a two-year process.
Okay.
It used to be about every 2 years or so, they come to Wayne. You'd hit other neighboring towns, which is great, because we're definitely, you know, people come here or go there, but it's been a while. Grant money funding, I think, was harder to come by. And this is a very expensive collection process, very expensive, so we thank you.
Yeah, I'll move to approve the action on the request of Lynn Brummels, representing Northeast Resource Conservation and Development, for closing that street on that day for that time for the household hazardous waste recycling event.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion?
Do we need to include the parking prohibited?
It's as listed.
It's as listed.
It should be on there.
All right, let's roll call. Action is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Item number seven is action on change estimate proposal number three, the amount of $12,042 to Audi Construction Company LLC for the Wayne City Hall and Police Relocation Project. And now we've got. Do you want to set us up?
Keith's here. I can start with it. So we were this. So I think it was change order number two when you guys decided to pave the entire parking lot up there, which I think was a very smart decision on your part. And when Steve Meyer was starting to excavate, it got pretty soft in a hurry. I think there was a potential water line that had leaked over the years. Obviously doesn't dry out with dirt and concrete over top of it. Thought it was going to be a really bad scenario. Keith shot me some numbers that I scowled at. But it didn't come in quite as bad as we thought. So, you guys want to add how many feet he added and that type of stuff? Bob, do you want to chime in at all here?
Yes, I can. Basically, what we had in the original bid, we established a number of unit price costs for soil, whether that was over excavation, removal of poor soil, importing of new soil. So what you'll see in the change order, they tracked against unit price number two for the removal and then the re-import where we had the bad soil, the wet soils. We had 378 yards of removal, and then we had 486 yards of import. So that's that $27 per yard when you add those two together. And really, we're just counting quantity. So as Keith and the earthwork contractor, Milo Meyer, were working through it, they were required to kind of define the area, record the amounts, and submit it based on the unit prices. So you had competitive bids for this change order, if you will, because we required them to put those numbers in their bids during the original bid process.
So at the end of the day, I think we have a very good product. Parking lot looks great. And so I guess the recommendation from staff definitely is to approve the change order.
Did we take any action to prevent whatever was leaking?
We did. We blew through the line. Actually, there were two lines coming into the building, or two lines coming into one line. Is that how it was, Casey?
No, just so
two lines coming parallel.
The same spot.
And we went back with just one line?
Yep.
So yes, there will be a brand new water line into that building. Now that's not included in this change order, but I think we said it was $1,700 or so out of the water department. So that's where it's out of the water. It's out of Casey's budget. So, so this will be, you'll be able to say, yeah, we moved into City Hall and we have a brand new water line. So this one better not leak.
The water line still goes underneath the concrete
yep.
to
yeah.
Main Street?
Yes. Yep.
Keith?
I want to caution you on that. There may still be some cost associated with that water line coming in because we hired Kay to open some things up, and then we also had
Bierman
do some boring.
We got a bill from Kay. We're assuming there's going to be something from Bierman as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know that Bierman, was he underneath Kay's bill? I haven't figured that out. It was kind of late in the day.
I'll find out.
Okay. Yeah.
We were expecting the bills to come to us, but if they went to the city, that's fine. I mean,
I believe we just signed off on that today, wasn't it?
So I think he just went, because we provided materials and stuff
right.
already, so I think he just kind of sent it to us privately.
No, and that's fine. I
just know that's more than the $12,000 on the
right,
chain.
I just want to make sure that there may be something else coming, but we'll get to the bottom of that with the boring of the water line and stuff.
But it won't come through you then?
Not anymore.
No.
I'll make sure that we funnel it just straight to the city.
Okay.
Okay?
Perfect.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
I'll make a motion to approve the action on change estimate proposal Proposal number three in the amount of $12,042 to Audi Construction Company, LLC for the Wayne City Hall lease relocation project.
Second. Motion and second. Any discussion? It's roll call. The change order or change estimate proposal is approved. Item number eight is update on Prairie Park project. Matthew Smith with Olson is in the house.
Yep. So just kind of wanted to have a discussion about just the overall progress. That's kind of going down there. We have multiple projects and a lot of things going on. So kind of seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. So I thought this would be a good opportunity just to kind of give an overview of everything. So essentially there's kind of three projects that are still ongoing, the lake amenities, and then the grading and storm. So the lake, what we're waiting on is just the wells to be functioning. And I was told today that electrician is going to hook up the first well this week and the other well next week. So you should have two running wells by the end of next Friday is what I was told. So
all laughing at that.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold your breath, but hopefully that's we see some action there. The wells are installed. It's just really just hooking up the electrical pieces of it. So we're getting close there. Otherwise, the lake is filled and things like that. So the lake itself is kind of in a good spot. Jumping to the lake amenities, I don't know if anybody's been down there, but the trail around the lake has been completed other than the south side. So the reason we left a gap on the south side is because that's where your new bathhouse is gonna sit. So we didn't wanna put paving there and potentially run it over and crack it and things like that. So that's gonna be left open until that bathhouse comes. So that might not be till next spring. So just kinda, just be aware that there's gonna be a gap in that paving around the bike trail around the lake there. Otherwise, they did connect kinda down to the dog park area. So that connection is made, so you don't just have a circle around the lake. It connects to the rest of your trail system. The bridge is in and the fishing pier is in and the parking on the north side is done. Again, there's gonna be some parking next to the bathhouse, but they're not gonna touch that until the bathhouse gets put in. So that is the lake amenities project. And then the project is really the first project that started was the grading project. And that is, I would say about 99% wrapped up. There's just a few places here and there. We wanna touch up some grading and they just finished some of the curb radiuses and things like that. But I would say all projects are really close to the finish line. There's only a handful of things we just need to kind of clean up and take care of. So we're hoping by the next council meeting, we'll kind of have the final change orders and final payoffs. Hopefully, maybe not the next council meeting, but hopefully in the next month. So maybe in the next couple council meetings. So getting close. Is there any, I kind of jumped there. And then the last project.
Can you tell us who Jordan is?
Yep. So
introduce him to...
I also brought Jordan. He's a young engineer with us. He has been involved with the project a lot over the last year. And I was going to actually have him kind of test his public speaking skills and have him talk through the change order and the payout. But so.
Just don't tell us where you went to school.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a Cyclone. He's a Hawkeye.
I know this is probably for a different conversation, Les, but I just want to throw this out there. I was down on Saturday and walked around. It is going to be it's going to be really nice down there. It really is. It's going to be a great asset to the city. But I've thrown this out here so I don't forget to mention anything. But as you're coming from the park up to 4th Street to the east side of the apartments, is there any way we can put a sidewalk maybe towards the east side of that line of trees? Because when you're walking up that street, that section is not very wide. And if people would need to get, instead of walking like...
New baseball field's gonna be?
Yes.
I don't know if that's on our design or not, but...
I'm just throwing it out there. If not...
It's all funding.
I know. But I just want to throw that out there. Is like, people will probably use that street to get from 4th Street, you know, instead of going all the way around the apartments. I could see people using that stretch of that street to get down to the complex and the lake area.
And then so we wanted the trail to go up through the rugby field, I think, all the way up to 4th Street.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
I can remember if we had talked about that or not, Lowell.
Tie that in, but I don't know when that.
Yeah, because you're not going to want people walking on the street.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to throw that out there. But otherwise, it's coming along very nice. Yeah. Thank you.
I got a question.
Yep.
So, way back with Stool to Cool and the boring with the lake and all that kind of stuff, it's been really dry, but you have been adding water. How do you feel about how it's holding water? Because we did have all those discussions back in the day. Is it looking okay?
Yeah, so from, I'm not sure when the city stopped pumping water into the lake.
We're still adding. It went down over the weekend, but it's so dry. You can just see it absorbing into the side of the banks and stuff. And, and it's just soaking in. And with the hot weather and the winds, it evaporates a lot. So it did drop probably 2 or 3 inches over the weekend.
We feel good about the line, the bottom, because we had water in there and it held most of the summer.
Yep. And there will be some infiltration and some evaporation, so you expect a couple inches of infiltration and a couple inches of evaporation in a month. So I'd say every month you're going to lose about 5 to 6 inches, and that's why the wells are there, is to kind of keep up with that. So as long as it's only less than half a foot a month, the wells will be able to keep up. And from what I can tell, I mean, the liner has been working like it should, especially with how windy and how dry and hot it's been. So.
Very good.
Did we put the fish in there? Did the fish get put in there?
There's fish in the...
Is there?
Minnows?
They brought us more than we were planning on. So it should be like 3,000 bluegills and like 500 bass.
Okay.
But there's...
I didn't see them.
You won't be fishing.
Just start feeding.
Yeah. someday it would be nice to buy those little candy machines where the kids could actually throw it off the bridge and,
yeah,
and throw it into the water for the fish food.
Take it themselves.
Credit card machine on each one. Tap.
Thank you, that's.
That's how you pay for the sidewalk.
Any other questions for Matthew? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Number nine is action on change order number one in the amount of $4,454 to T.R. Harris for the Wayne Prairie Park Phase 3 Lake Amenities Project.
So basically this $4,454 was just to upgrade. The fishing pier was originally just timber piers, and this was just to upgrade to concrete piers, so that was just included the concrete and then obviously everything along with that, the materials to switch from the original timber piers to the concrete piers.
That was a request by the city proper.
Just for the longevity of the pier itself, yeah.
I'll move to approve the action on change order number 001 in the amount of $4,454 to T.R. Harris.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's roll call. Change order is approved. Number 10 is action on certificate of payment number 3 in the amount of $187,639.38 to T.R. Harris for the Wayne Prairie Park Lake Amenities Project.
So this is pretty straightforward. This is just everything basically left on this contract for the Lake Amenities Project, excluding the paving items that Matthew talked about previously where that bathhouse will go in. So everything is completed on that side of things. So that's what this payout is for.
Will we finalize the final payment before that little section is put in the spring? How will we do that?
So I believe there's still 15,000 retainage on this, if that.
Yeah.
Will we retain that till spring?
Yeah, so that's a discussion we still need to have with city staff. Harris has asked if we could close out the project and they could kind of work that separately with the city next year, but either he'll keep it open till next year, otherwise we can potentially close it out. So that way it's going to be off the books, but we'll have that discussion.
But at this point, there would still be 15,000 interchange.
Make a motion to approve the certificate of payment number 3 in the amount of $187,639.38 to T.R. Harris for the Wayne Prairie Park Lake Amenities Project.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's roll call. Payment application is approved. I'm number, and thanks guys.
Thanks.
Number 11 is action on the recommendation by the LBA 40 Revolving Loan Fund Review Committee on the application of Michael and Rebecca Brudigam doing business as Tom's Auto Body for $110,000 to purchase the business and real estate. And Luke is not in attendance, so Wes is going to fill into his old.
My old position, huh? I did attend the meeting.
Feel free to come up.
Yeah, come on, Becky. Either or. Mike wants to. So I attended the committee meeting. Both Mike and Becky were there, Luke and the three members and myself. Very good comments from the committee. Very supportive of the project. The request is for $110,000 out of the LBA 40 fund. They did their standard. It was 8.5% conventional financing, fixed for 20 years. They said they'll go half of it, which they always do at 4.25, and for 10 years. And so I'm sure the Brudians will be asking to change that somewhat. But the strength of the application was Mike's experience with Tom's Auto Body over 30 years. And so just trying to keep that business in town in the same capacity as now, and Mike has some ideas for some expansions and different things there that he can talk about if he'd like. So that's my spiel at least. So
I'm Mike Brudigam. This is my wife Becky. Like Wes said, I've worked at the shop for 34 years, and I worked with Tom probably for 5 or 6 years before he partially retired. And means a lot to me, and I'd like to keep the business in town, keep it with his name. because I feel we have a decent reputation and I'd like to keep that up. So I'm requesting from the city this money so I can purchase and hopefully keep the business in town and continue with what we've been doing. And I'd like to grow it some. I mean, with the size of town, hopefully I can draw from northeast Nebraska and maybe increase the business some and add some employees. In the past, I think since I've been there, besides a few part-time college kids and stuff, our retention has been no less than 5 years of an employee. So I would hope that I can continue that, and that means bringing more people into town and more tax revenue for the city. So we were going to ask if we could get a 1-2% at a 15-year loan, hoping we can pay it off sooner than that, but this would allow me to have a little extra cash on hand in case, because the business is old, there's a few things that are going to need to be replaced. In the automotive industry, everything's changing, so there's a lot of tools we have to buy to continue up and stay with the change of the cars. And we've been doing that very well in the past, and I hope to continue that and stay on maybe not quite the cutting edge, but as close as possible in our community and the size that we have. And, I mean, I've been here almost my entire life besides going to school down in Omaha. My wife's been here since she came to college, so she's been here for
10 years.
10 years.
So, I mean, I think we've been pretty stable in the community. I hope to continue and grow, and if we can, then that'll bring more tax dollars to town and continue to draw from outside of town, which will bring more. So that's why we're requesting the lower interest rate and stretching it out a little bit more. That's all I have for my spiel. Any questions?
It's a good spiel. It's a good way in business. I mean, it's...
Should have mentioned the breakdown of the financing. 110 from LB 840, 100 from NENED. The district has already approved that.
Approved for that.
110 from conventional financing, I believe state Nebraska.
Yeah, state Nebraska.
And then 30,000 from equity, from business owners.
Questions, comments?
I think Luke had sent you guys actually an email today, and then also he always does his average of what the interest rate is currently. I think it's 1.8, if I remember right.
1.7 is the average.
Okay, 1.7. My computer would work here.
That was in Luke's letter, 1.7?
No, it's in the packet. If I can get that.
Two emails today.
Yeah, I know.
It's coming.
I have them in front of me. I don't know what this is.
One sale. Okay.
That's the average interest rate of what these current loans
yeah.
are.
That's, I believe, Jason maybe asked that 6 months ago or so, and so Luke just started doing a tally.
Because we have the spreadsheet.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep. He keeps that updated with terms, or length of the term as well as the interest rate. Can't see that, can you?
Yeah, we just need to decide on an interest rate for this loan.
And a duration, because I think they were recommending 10 years, and he's asking for 15.
Okay, thank you.
I think we did for the purchase of the valves, 2.5. We ended up at 2.5% for 15 years. They came in at 4.075 recommended at 10 years.
Yes.
I think they had also asked to push that out to 15. Mm-hmm.
The most recent one that I did was for Weber's, and that was for, what was that interest rate?
We're at 1.8 over 10 years.
Over 10.
1.8 over 10.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and we did the bowling alley.
That one for 10.
It was 80,000.
1% for 10. 1% for 10. But that was for a 10 year.
The city has first position on that one.
Yes, that's a little different.
They do not on any of the other ones.
No. You will not be in first position here.
Do you know if the other loan that you're getting, who is it through? Not through State Nebraska, the other one?
NENED.
NENED.
Okay, are they requiring a second position, or are they taking a third behind the city? Since there'll be three loans, the bank will obviously take first position.
I think they said something about second, but we hadn't gone through all of this yet, so I don't know if that can be changed.
Okay.
Or how that, I'd have to talk to,
The only comment I remember from the committee meeting was Brandon Mainquist asked Luke if Nened is not willing, do they know that they'll be in second, or that they'll be in third position?
Mm.
And I don't remember what was, what was said there, yeah, so they'd have to agree to that, obviously.
Yeah, and I just have to put that in the.
Right. We have 110 into it, they have 100, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So. Because your risk factor just increases if you're in third versus second.
Who's gonna close first?
Oh, Nened is 100,000?
Yes. And they are at.
Oh, I see it.
Do you remember how, is that a 15, or is that a 10?
That might be a 20 here.
No, I don't.
No, is it 15?
Get Luke's letter here. I don't have that in here.
That sheet with me, I had a breakdown of everything.
SNB is 20 years.
Yep. I don't think I have that sheet.
Do you got something locked and loaded, Jason? You got a term?
240 months.
So they're 20 years as well.
What I struggle with sometimes is like, how much weight you put on the fact that if Tom's doesn't continue, we're down to what, one body shop, right, in Wayne?
Currently, yes.
You know, and it's not a struggle in a negative way, it's like, you know, in regard to siding with you, I guess, in a sense.
Tom's has been in this community since 1976.
And, you know, competition is always an okay thing, you know, as far as the consumer is concerned in regard to having, you know, and so I, maybe I place this a little higher up on you know, maybe a better rate or whatever, just because in the absence of this, you know, what would happen or whatever. And I think if we can maintain two body shops in a town of our size rather than one, I think that is helpful to everybody. That doesn't mean I have a recommendation on that.
I'll start it at 2% for the 15 years, and we can go from there. I mean, you want 2%, and you want 5 extra years, or between 1 and 2%. You guys can talk me into, I don't think any higher than 2%. Loan rates suck right now.
Yeah, and you say 2% rather than 1.75 because it's a longer term.
Exactly, yep.
Yep, they usually go up with, yep.
Yep. And I think the one that was at 2.5% was more, it was $134,000.
Yep.
This is less. I'd be okay with a 2% as well. But I can't say it any better than Jason did as far as a rationale for keeping the business in Wayne. I think it would be good to keep it here with the expertise, 30 years of expertise as well.
And there seems to be a need for a lot of upgrades over there, so.
Yeah.
That's the fun part.
I'm hoping that we can get a second position on it, obviously for legal purposes, but if the other loan is for 20 years and ours is for 15 or 10, whatever council decides, ours is gonna be paid off first and then they'll be in second position.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, that would be my hope, but I don't know who your contact person is there, how to find that out.
Jeff Christensen, I assume is the one.
That's who I talked to, yeah.
Okay.
Didn't hear a lot of disagreement about the terms, so I think you guys are kinda all on the same page.
Do you have any recommendation, Mayor?
I think that's good. It's a great business. It's going into the hands of somebody, I mean, 34 years of experience, you can't help for somebody better to take it over, so. I'd entertain a motion.
Is that a motion, Brett?
I'll make a motion.
I'll let Jill do it.
The loan, I don't have it pulled up, the loan for $110,000, 15 years at 2%.
Second.
We have a motion and a second on the floor. Any discussion? Let's roll call. It is approved.
Can I ask you just a couple housekeeping things? Do you want annual or monthly payments?
Monthly.
I think monthly would probably be better.
Okay. And when are you closing on the purchase of the building?
December 30th.
Hoping, yep.
That's the plan.
That's the plan.
December 30th. Okay, so are you needing these funds to close on the building? Are you wanting to close on these first? Close on this loan before you close on the purchase of the building?
Funds on closing day.
What's that?
We'll need our funds on closing day.
Okay.
So however that works.
So, yeah, we'll have to close this one prior then. And are you putting it in your name, or do you have like an LLC that you're putting in?
We're still working on the LLC. We don't have it at this time. I'm hoping to have it, but I'm not sure if we'll have it quite yet, so it might be us.
So right now in your name?
For right now, yeah, it'll be in our name.
Gotcha. Okay, that's all.
Lots of things I'm learning.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Congrats.
Item number 12 is public hearing to consider the Planning Commission's recommendation regarding a preliminary plat for Vintage Hill 4th Edition. The area is more specifically described as in your packet. The applicant is Arrowhead Development Wayne LLC. I will open the public hearing. I believe we have a pair of representatives here.
And Josh. Josh is in person. Yeah. And I can just start that. So the preliminary plat, something the city had gotten away from a little bit. you had just been seeing final plats. They hadn't done both a preliminary and final. Something that Joel and I changed, I guess, when I started a few years ago. Because we were having a lot of plat replats and a lot of changes to things. So we thought, well, let's flush it out a little ahead of time here with preliminary plats. So they went through that process with the Planning Commission. Planning Commission didn't have a whole lot of questions, and Josh can go through some of that information, but they unanimously recommended approving the preliminary plat.
Yeah, thank you, Wes. I'm Josh Seal. I'm with Foley Shalit Engineering. So I think everyone got the plat exhibits, right?
Yep.
So I can kind of skim through those real quick and hopefully answer a question before you ask them. So the developer here, Arrowhead Development, Shane Bach is the main one. He's getting into a flight tonight, so he couldn't make it to the meeting, but he's proposing 27 residential lots. The site's already zoned R1, so we're meeting all requirements for that. Not requesting any waivers, it's all standard. So if you're familiar with the site, there's three existing dead ends there in the Vintage Hill neighborhood. We're just connecting right onto those dead ends, extending streets, utilities, sewer, water, power. Nothing out of the ordinary, just pretty straightforward extensions. And we're going to work with the city on design and construction there. So we're going to be happy to do anything that they request with that. I guess if you just wanted to flip through there, we kind of have Exhibit A and B is our grading plans. So the existing height site's a pretty big hill. It drops off from south to north. So you look at Exhibit B, what we're proposing for grading is just making some nice building pads. There'll be pretty good mix of walkout basements, daylight basements, and a few flat lots as well. One thing Shane and the city talked about here is they wanted to go a little bit bigger on lot widths than previous phases. There's some issues, I guess you could say, with people buying two lots and building a single house. So with going a little bit bigger on lot widths here, hopefully that eliminates that practice. Look at Exhibit C would be our paving and storm sewer plan. So we're using typical 32-foot concrete streets. There'll be a couple curb inlets in the northeast corner and the northwest corner. The northwest was tying to the existing storm sewer over there on Claycomb. The northeast will discharge into that ditch on 21st. And from what we've talked about with the city, there's going to be a paving project in the six-year plan for 21st Street. So eventually that'll tie into the storm sewer up there instead of just the ditch.
He's optimistic about that.
It's a plan.
It's a plan. It's a plan. It's a concept of a plan.
So Exhibit B, that's just street profiles. So we designed those for federal standard just to kind of make smooth transitions into your intersections and, you know, cutting off hills and everything. Exhibit E would be our utility plan. That's all pretty straightforward. We've matched what the city wants for utilities. As far as 7-foot easements and 12-foot easements, that's all standard there. I think that's kind of the rundown on it. If anyone has any questions, I'd be happy to answer it. I know lot one on this one is where Shane's going to be building, so I mean, I think that kind of speaks to the fact that he wants to do this right.
Oh, which one is lot one?
On the corner.
Northwest.
Oh, right there.
The best one.
There's a lot of traffic right there coming in. The lots, the build sites that are along 21st Street, are those single family homes?
Yes.
Okay. Are they all single family homes?
That's the expectation, yeah.
Okay.
I know what we have, if you look at the grading plan, lots 2 through 6 there, we expect to be walkout basements with the driveway on the south side, and then there would be no driveway access on 21st with that.
Yeah. I think.
Nice view, though.
Yeah.
Hadn't Shane said something about some of the houses up there are going to be duplexes?
Could be. His builder, Thomas Caton, he's done some duplex, I believe, in Seward, and so he may come do some of those here, but I don't think that's in...
Nothing concrete.
No, nothing concrete.
Yeah, and I remember he had talked
he'd mentioned that, yeah.
The impression I got is it'd still be individual lots, it just potentially be a duplex building.
Yeah, but not specifically designed for a duplex, right. Okay. Looks really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice view to the north.
Oh, one small note, I guess. So the existing dead ends there, there's two vintage hill drives.
Sure.
So for the final plat, we've talked about changing the name of that east-west road.
Thomas Drive.
Thomas Drive. The streets in the area are all names. So
Adam, a Brooke, a Jordan, and now have a Thomas.
Am I missing a theme here?
Shane just said that there's to keep with, because that's what Dave Gardner had done, was he named it after his three kids. And so then he thought, well, having another, not a tree or a bird, or have another first name.
Mm-hmm.
Just so it's similar in nature. I mean, you could probably recommend another name.
Wesley?
Yeah. Way? Wesley Way?
Wesley Way.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who wishes to speak at this public hearing? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing. We'll move on to item number 13, resolution 2024-61, approving the preliminary plat for Vintage Hill 4th Edition. This is what we just held the public hearing over.
I'll introduce resolution 2024-61 and move for approval.
Second.
Right. Motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's roll call. Resolution is approved. Item number 14 is resolution 2024-62, approving the purchase of SCADA equipment, hardware and software from Automatic Systems Company for the sum of $58,566. And are we paying tax on this?
Plus tax. We would, because it is in the water system.
Oh.
Water, sewer, and electric.
All right, plus tax. It is plus tax. Casey, why are we buying this?
I wish I had a great answer. unfortunately, it just seems like that's the way technology goes, and I was informed. I mean, I did a little write-up for Betty, and sorry that was kind of lengthy. I tried to go all the way back to when we first started this, but in 2019, we had these guys put this in, or had HOA put this in, and We've been having a lot of problems in the last year with them, but I don't need to get into all that, but they've had a lot of staff changes, and not that I've lost faith in them, but sort of kind of lost faith in them. And the original salesman that was with HOA jumped ship to this automatic systems, and actually there's only two people at that entire HOA company to this day that were there in 19. So naturally I called him just to say, hey, I didn't like the quote that I got from HOA for $83,000 for this upgrade, plus $12,000 annually for basically a, I don't know how to call it.
Like a subscription fee?
Brian here to help with some of the questions, but just, you know, upgrades every year.
Monitoring.
So $83,000 upfront plus $12,000 a year for monitoring. I thought that was pretty steep, being it's only 5 years old, and we've had so many problems with them. So I called Randy Shatowski, who's with Automatic Systems now, and had him come out, and obviously he knew the system already to start with, but he came out and did a little meeting with Brian and I, and Wes, I guess, too, up here, he shot us this quote. So we'd be switching companies, but I guess my comfort level's a little better with him. At least he knows the system and knows what we have, and he basically is operating exactly out of the same area that he was before. He's got a shop in Palmer, so he's a couple hours away, but I don't know. That's kind of why I'm here, I guess. Just, we got to do something. The HOA notified me last fall they're not going to support this system anymore. So the software, I guess, is going obsolete.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of got us over a barrel. We have to do something. So that's why I went to this.
So this is, it's just an upgraded radio system, like the old one?
The radios will stay. It's basically just the computer and the software.
It's the interface, to actually manipulate the controls and your alarms.
It's just like, I hear radio and I'm like, okay, is that the most up-to-date technology that we have?
Well, and like in that email, I tried to kind of let you know that, yes, that we have all new radios. They put them in this spring, because about this, well, last November, we just had colossal failures day after day after day, and I was up for, I felt like almost a week straight, because they would just call me all the time, and just had communication failures, and HOA was up here, oh my gosh, probably 3 or 4 different times the first week, and they were up here for a month almost, you know, back and forth, and a lot of remote stuff, and they truly could not figure it out. So they shot us that price of, I think it was in the packet, of 19,000 or something, I think we spent to put all new radios in. And we actually had warranty left over on the radios that were installed at that time. And so they said, well, you can put all new radios in and pay us 20,000, or they were going to basically charge us 20,000, put the old radios back in, but then charge us for all the labor.
Yeah.
So, like, well, if we got to pay 20,000, might as well put all new radios in.
I guess what I'm getting at is, say we didn't have radios in these things and we were starting from scratch, making a decision not on any costs that we already have sunk in, mm-hmm. What would we be putting in? Radios?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what's the other option, I guess? Cell phone stuff, I guess, or fiber?
Yeah.
But with our wells being 6 miles out, that's a lot of fiber.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could run fiber around town if we absolutely had to lift stations and whatnot, but that's as far as the wells. I don't think we have another option.
Okay. And what was the annual maintenance fee on this?
This one that they don't have, they're just not charging us one.
Yet.
It looks like there's like a three-year support with on-site service.
There will still be labor for if they have to come out this way and service things.
Yeah.
There'll still be that same.
Sounds like they're just going to monitor it, but if we have trouble, you know, so we'll have to pay. But
we'll pay as we go instead of having a retainer, if you will, with them. I'll tell you, I let this guy know that I grilled him a little bit of saying, wait, why would we come back to you? Aren't you the guy that sold us this piece we got before? Did he do a good job of convincing me? I don't know.
He gave you the best answer he could.
Yeah, I know.
You know, he sold what he was forced to sell us at the time. That doesn't, you know, if you're...
He said he's got better stuff now, and he's got better support, and so... But yeah, I let him know that I wasn't happy with what happened the first time around. He understood.
Yeah.
But he said my hands were tied because that's what I had to sell. Like, well, you have to sell this stuff too, but he just says the better stuff.
Well, and the other option is we stay with the company we are, but then they want $83,000 to upgrade, where plus that $12,000 a year. So I feel like, you know, do we want to spend that money to go to the company we're having trouble with right now? Or do we take a chance and spend $25,000 less?
So HOA said that our software was out of date, but it's actually their software.
Yes.
The components they use are kind of, it's, some of it is their software, some of it is just kind of this third-party stuff that they utilize to manipulate the system, and it's just a piece of software that has gone end of life.
So it doesn't, yeah.
They're kind of stuck, like he mentioned before, if something catastrophic were to happen, they don't know that they can necessarily fix it, because there's no support or further development or updates on that software.
Sounds like a great company.
And it's not just that industry. I mean, it's pick an industry.
Yeah.
It's the same issues.
We see that too.
The scary thing is, are you on my back here in 5 years again? I can't risk that, you know. But we have to have this. I mean, there's really no choice. You've got to have something to control the system.
I will tell you, Austin reached out and gave me a name of another company that they work through with the DNR, the Charter of Natural Resources of the state. And so I made a call to this company and had a good conversation with the guy. But it was apparent that they're a little over our heads. It's a more about data management and data analysis, that they collect a lot of data on stuff, and then what do you do with it? And so we kind of left it with, you might be good in the future for us to come over top of our SCADA system, but they said you can't, we don't replace your SCADA system. You still need the SCADA system, and then we come over top of that. And so talking with Austin with that too, he's good with us not pursuing that any further, just that they're a little, I mean, they work with New Zealand and somewhere over, I think they have an English, I don't know, a parish or a country, whatever. Over, I mean, so they're all over, they're international. It's like, yeah, I don't know if we'll get quite the service that the guy out of Ankeny, Iowa can, or Ames, I guess they're out of Ames.
Yeah, they're out of Ames, and then Randy himself is
around here. So
I'm more looking for that
service.
I need some help day to day. You know, can you get here? I don't want to have to worry about somebody catching a plane to fly in, and we're trying to scab it together yet.
Casey, I trust that you've done the research on this, and this is cost. This is reasonable. This is the system that you want. So I'm looking at it. Yes, this is it.
Yeah. I don't. There's really no other game in town. I mean, I really called the only two that do work in the area. You know, I mean, there is another one from somewhere up around Sioux Falls, but I don't really have much familiarity with them as far as any systems around.
So when the alarm goes off at 3 a.m., you have to run. Do you still have to run, or can you look at your phone and see what's going on? You can look at your phone. You don't have to run to the plant.
Yep. So that when we went to this type of system in 19, that was the advantage of that, because we used to have to, it would just call and say, hey, something's wrong. So you got to wake up and go down to the plant, look at it. Where I had one the other night at like 2 o'clock. It was just a water tower issue, just a fluke thing, you know. So at least I'm able to pull it up on my phone and okay, I'll handle that in the morning. Well's shut off now, and so it definitely is nice. And this system will be the exact same. It's just a, I'll have to get used to that. It's a little bit of a change, you know, but
yeah,
it shouldn't fail as often.
Hopefully not.
Okay, I'll introduce resolution 2024-62 and move for approval on the hardware and software from Automatic Systems Company for the sum of $58,566.
Second.
Plus tax.
Second again.
Because tax is not included in the 58.
No.
Because we pay tax on this.
Unless you can get away with some of it being sewer, can you charge me that sewer? I think we split it, didn't we?
We can. Well, I mean, Beth will work. Beth will work. Yeah.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's roll call. Resolution is approved. Item number 15, action to set council mini retreat for Tuesday, October 29th, 2024 at 5:30 at the Wayne Fire Hall. It's the fifth Tuesday. That means we get to meet.
And what are you going to talk about, Mayor?
On the docket will be mostly electricity. We've all been highly anticipating. We've got some information in from the consultant, and yeah, we got four people who responded to our RFP. Of course, they're all different, so we'll have Dave kind of walk us through what the differences are, and hopefully he's prepared to say, I recommend this one, or I recommend this one, so that we have a little bit of a prejudice going into
process will be that he will,
interviews.
He will want to interview. Yeah, I was going to say he'll want to interview.
So hopefully we'll know what he's going to ask them in the interview so that we can understand the interview questions when it comes time to interview. So that's the main point of the mini retreat. Of course, we're always open to suggestions from council. So if you have anything, shoot Wes or Betty or even me. Text, email, phone call. But with that, I'll entertain a motion to set that date and time.
I'll make a motion to set the council mini retreat for Tuesday, October 29th at 5:30 at the Wayne Fire Hall.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion?
Can we get some coffee there? Maybe need something to stay awake.
Definitely going to need a lot of coffee. That's a roll call. It's approved. And I feel like we got a lot of power over these kids for the next 4 minutes. Do we do anything, or do we just adjourn the meeting?
Review the meeting. Come up and tell us what you learned.